In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. The law of zakat that the Almighty has given us through His Messenger is quite clear. However, like in almost all other aspects of Islamic Sharia, there are controversies, there are differences of opinion, which are quite natural. Because of course, on the one hand, while the law of the Almighty is clear, on the other hand, it is we humans who have made attempts to understand that law. And therefore, because of our differences of backgrounds, abilities, and influences, we do at times understand His law differently. I will discuss two of the controversies in this presentation. One controversy has to do with the question as to whether when zakat is paid to the individual, should he be made the owner of that that wealth, or is it that zakat could actually be utilized for the general benefit of the people, whether they get the privilege of owning the wealth that is benefiting them or not? Well, there are many, in fact, most Muslims of the present day who believe that the one who is being provided with zakat must become the owner of it, which in parlance of jurisprudence is called tamlik. They should be made the owners of it. However, the fact of the matter is, even though it's a popular opinion, it is not very strongly based on text of the Almighty. The 60th verse of Surah Tawbah says, "Innama sadaqatu lil fuqara." Indeed, the sadaqat and the compulsory zakat is for the poor and the needy, and there are 8 avenues which are described in the verse. And most of the scholars and jurists who insist that zakat must necessarily be given in the ownership of the recipient, they believe that the letter lam used in this verse is actually meant to ensure that the recipient becomes the owner of it. The fact of the matter is, as has been clearly mentioned and clarified by Maulana Amin Hasan Islahi in his article on the subject, that this lam is used in Arabic language for many other purposes. And the fact of the matter is that in this verse, the Almighty is desiring that sadaqat and zakat must be used for the benefit of the poor and the needy and other categories. To make them the owners of the wealth is not a necessary requirement. The other controversy has to do with the question as to whether it is a law of the Almighty that family of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, who are normally referred to as Sayyids, cannot receive zakat. Well, although it's a popular understanding, yet the fact of the matter is that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, during his lifetime declared that his extended family, Banu Hashim, are not eligible to receive zakat. The reason was that his family, the family of the Prophet, were already given the benefit of receiving help and resources through another source, which is mentioned in the Quran in the description of the distribution of mal-e-fair, whereby assets which Muslim soldiers are able to lay their hands on without receiving any military resistance from the enemy, those assets were required to be spent on the family of the Prophet and the poor and the needy. Likewise, there is 1/5 of spoils of war which the Muslim soldiers get hold of after a battle fought for Islam was also meant to be utilized for the same purposes. So that during those period when the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, had the benefit of utilizing the wealth that he was able to get through fair or through spoils of war for the benefit of his family and the poor and the needy, he stopped members of his family from benefiting in any other manner. Now that the law is not applied anymore, now that the times have changed, of course, the need for such law to be applicable is not there anymore. And therefore, all Muslims who are in need for any part of the wealth that the other Muslims spend on them are eligible to receive. In fact, in one of the next presentations, I would also emphasize that it is not just Muslims, but the non-Muslims also who can benefit from the wealth which is to be spent in the category of zakat or in any other category. May the Almighty enable us to understand His religion properly. May He enable us to ensure that in matters of differences of opinion, we look for what is true and correct. And may He enable us to follow His religion in the best possible manner.